Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vadadhari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vadadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vadadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Vadadhari Yashoda Nandana Vraja
As a Vedic Brahmana. We don't have to be qualified as a scholar. We simply have to take the mercy that's been given to us, and we'll be able to develop a most intimate relationship with the Supreme Lord. Now take, for instance, just what we chant in the Hare Krishna mantra. I know I've presented here before different meanings of the Hare Krishna mantra, but just listen to some of these things that Srila Prabhupada says about the Hare Krishna mantra, which he was giving to everyone under that tree. Is it the Prabhupada tree they call it in New York, or is it the Hare Krishna tree? The Hare Krishna tree? Yes, underneath the Hare Krishna tree, this is what Prabhupada was giving us. He says here, Srila Prabhupada, Hare means, O energy of the Lord, and Krishna means, O Lord Krishna. Just as there are males and females in the material world, similarly God in his original male is the original male, Purusha, and his energy, Prakriti, is the original female. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we are saying, O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, kindly engage me in your service. The basic meaning of the Maha Mantra, Hare, Srimati Radharani, the divine energy of the Lord, Krishna, the all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead, Rama, Lord Krishna, who is a reservoir of pleasure. A name for Krishna is Radharaman, the giver of pleasure to Srimati Radharani. O Srimati Radharani, O attractive reservoir of pleasure, O Sri Krishna, please engage me in your service. Prabhupada's sloka book that's quoted. So intimate service of Radha and Krishna is what Prabhupada came to give us. So we should take it, because we don't want to miss this opportunity of being here and now in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to receive this gift of Krishna Prema simply by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because we see even Lord Brahma had to beg for intimacy by being forgiven for his offenses. So are there any questions or comments about these things, Dharmaraj?
Prabhu, after listening to your indirect contrast between the natures of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the sense that Lord Krishna demands that you surrender, then he reciprocates. But Lord Chaitanya, he made the first step, he reciprocates first, he gave freely. I was just thinking that here we have a saying that example comes from the top. So in this case, you know, we see that Lord Chaitanya is the most magnanimous incarnation. He sets the first example. He just goes out and gives. And then in reciprocation, we were able to, or trying to be able to accept and reciprocate with that. So I just want to point it out as my observation.
Yeah, that's what I tried to say. So, thank you. Anything else, Grand Governor?
Srila Prabhupada, a couple places also mentioned that the difference, you very nicely explained the difference between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna, that Lord Krishna demands in Atlanta temple, I think his welcoming lecture also, and then he could not control himself, then he cried, he stopped talking about it. But later on, the next day when he gave class, he said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's not that we don't have to surrender. We still have to surrender. We should remember that. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he takes the first step. And he teaches how to surrender. That's the really difference between Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes and he helps himself and he exhibits a practice himself. He is showing how to surrender and he makes everybody surrender. Surrender is still required. But Lord Krishna demands, you surrender first, then I will show you how you will get it. So the surrender is very important. There's a very beautiful song. Attanta durlabha prema karibare dana shikhaya saranagati bhakatero prana. Mahaprabhu came because of this. He very rare Krishna Prem, he's going to distribute, but he has to, his name is also Chaitanya Singh. Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj said, you have a one god brother, Chaitanya Singh in Mayapur, used to be, I remember. So he was telling me that how Prabhupada gave that name. And so if you want to drink the milk of a Singh, Singh means a lion. So that's how Prabhupada gave him the name, Chaitanya Singh. If somebody wants to drink the milk of a lion, and if he comes with a copper pot or an iron pot or a stainless steel pot, it will not work. It's only one pot actually works. It's gold. You can hold the milk. So he remembers that the Prabhupada explained when he gave the name, that's how beautiful. So Mahaprabhu is giving this rare prem, Braja prem, but still we have to come in a surrendering.
Yeah, on the perpetual calendar, there was, for yesterday, December 19th, Prabhupada was explaining what surrender means. And he said, surrender means that accepting whatever position or whatever you're doing as Krishna's arrangement and trying to do your best in that particular situation. So surrender doesn't mean have to go off and find some place or some circumstance and then surrender. But it means accepting whatever, wherever I'm situated, whatever service I'm doing, that this is Krishna's arrangement and I should do this to the best of my ability. That's surrender.
But in New York, when Prabhupada was in hospital, the Buddhism Prabhu talks about it, that how Sasarupa Maharaj made it very nicely statement. They asked Prabhupada, because he was sick, lying down, said, we can do anything else. Can you teach us how to surrender, Prabhupada? Then he quoted this verse, Samasrita Jepada Pallava Pankaja. Next day, all the devotees learned that verse. And Prabhupada said, yes, this verse will do. If you can remember and act, then it is surrender. Hmm. That's very sweet.
Okay. Ms. Chirika.
A very nice comment. And so Srila Prabhupada chalked the path easily for us to.
Say again?
I said, Srila Prabhupada chalk out the path easily for us. Mm-hmm. He says, this is what you have to do. You have to rise early, chant Hare Krishna, attend the programs, do some seva. You could do your job, whatever. And you do this daily, and then you would go back to Godhead. Simple. Why are we protesting or hesitating or making that difficult?
Why are we? You have an answer? Oh, okay.
I was just when you were speaking, I was reminded me of this verse from Shrishupanishad, because the devotee is praying, and in verse 17, he says, let this temporary body be burnt to ashes, and let the air of life be merged with the totality of air. Now, O my Lord, please remember all my sacrifices. And because you are the ultimate beneficiary, please remember all that I have done for you. So that was kind of, it reminded me of that. And then in the purport, Prabhupada says that, so this devotee, he's praying for Krishna to remember, but even if he would still remember.
Hmm.
Because Krishna never forgets any service done for him. So the whole Leela that just happened and the way Krishna dealt with Lord Brahma, his offense by showing him the universal, the Vishnu forms and kind of playing with him, was an indication that he already knew that Lord Brahma needed special treatment, and he kind of went out of his way to teach them this lesson in a very elaborate way.
Yeah, I mean, the purpose of all the Lord's Leela is to bring all the devotees closer to him. So even though this is Brahma Vimohan Leela, the bewilderment of Lord Brahma, the purpose has been approved because he wants this. He's relishing a more intimate relationship with Krishna as a result. So, Madan Moha?
In the earlier part of the class, you're speaking quite a bit on forgiveness. Is it something that we should also do? Or how would we do that as devotees if it is something we should do?
No, we shouldn't do that.
I was anticipating a different answer.
Please forgive me.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you could clear this up for me. He's referencing Krishna as Narayan, but he knows him, I mean, the way we usually reference the Vishnu that he's talking about is Vishnu. He came out of his abdomen on the lotus flower, and that's usually referenced as Vishnu, but he's calling him Narayan here. So can those two names be interchanged, or is there a significance to that?
Well, technically, he's talking here about coming from the body of the Lord. And Narayan, and others can correct me if I'm wrong, but Narayan means the shelter of all living beings. So, I mean, technically, Narayan, the using the name Narayan fits with what he's talking about. He's talking about coming from the body of the Lord, from the shelter of the Lord, where all living beings are sheltered in Narayan. That's what Narayan means. Vishnu, I think Vishnu is like the maintainer. Vishnu is the maintainer of all living beings. And so that also applies. But the names used, generally you'll find in Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures also, they use different names. And why these different names? Because the names describe what's going on particularly in that particular situation. And so Narayan is a name that would be particular for this situation here, but they're different names of the same person.
Mm. So Brahmaji saw that his father was lying down on the water. And you said also that Nara means human being or living being, and Ayam means shelter. So both are equivalent.
Mm.
That's why Brahmaji's prayer was very popular.
Yeah, that's an example of how you go, the pastimes of the Lord are so deep, you can go deeper and deeper and deeper in all the meanings, like they say here in the purport. He uses this, he uses the prefix V in the word Vinirgata to beg the Lord's special mercy. So if you examine the Sanskrit, even the different syllables and prefixes and things, how they're used to reflect different subtle meanings, and you can see what of course Sanskrit means refined. Such a refined and intricate language that has such meanings and feelings and emotions that other languages like English, for instance, don't really have. I mean, that's one reason why Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that one day that everyone will learn Bengali just to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because Bengali also very intimate or sweet emotions can be expressed in that language that can't be expressed in English. And so we get an idea of all that just by how these different names are used. Yes?
Is this definitely the Brahma Vimohana Lila? Because I always thought that referred to the pastime when he was attracted to his daughter.
Brahma Vimohan Lila? Is this Lila as far as I know?
Yes.
Yes. But that's when.
Which Lila? You mean this topic's not?
Yeah, we're calling this Lila where he forgot who Krishna was. We're calling that Brahma Vimohana Lila. But I always thought that Brahma Vimohana Lila was the pastime where Lord Brahma became attracted to his daughter.
No, but this is Brahma Vimohana Lila, that Brahma actually forgot his position. Chasing after his daughter is also Brahma Vimohana Lila, but not this same. But this is Brahma Vimohana Lila. Both are correct, the same name. So this is Brahma Vimohana Lila. Lord Shiva came and chased Brahma, but
he scared Brahma as a son with his trident. Prabhupada write this in the Bhagavatam beginning. That's also called Brahma Vimohana Lila, but not the same. But this is Brahma Vimohana Lila. Generally, when we think of Brahma Vimohana Lila, is this one. Generally, we think of it like this. I have one negative, I don't mean to be, but Prabhupada in second canto, he says, when the sun rises, just like you say that Samahan Sarvabhuteshu na deshastina priya, Krishna is very equal. He doesn't have an enemy or friend. He's equal to all. But Prabhupada did say, he says, when sun rises, not everybody appreciate. The thieves doesn't like that. They were stealing whole night. They don't like sun to be rising early. They want to steal more. So Mahaprabhu is giving mercy, that's true, but not everybody will appreciate. And the owl, they close their eye when sun rises. They don't appreciate. The Prabhupada did say like this, some people will not appreciate everything Mahaprabhu came to give.
Was it yesterday in class that Pundarik Prabhu was explaining about how the sunrise wasn't welcome by... Was that in class here yesterday? Or was I hearing that some other in class? He was speaking like that too. About the devotees didn't appreciate because the kirtan was over or something like that. Is that what it was? Yeah. So devotees also don't appreciate the sunrise. It means the nocturnal kirtan is finished. So anything else? Anyone else? Gantraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.